enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
And welcome to A Good Squeeze.
I'm August.
And I'm Margo. Nope, that's not how we start this.
But it is today. Right. As promised, we got some guests. We got some guests back.
That's right.
We got the Yinz boys here.
Repeat offenders. We are happy to be back. I'm surprised that we are allowed back.
I am not. You guys put out some good content for us, and we were eager to have you back. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves to all the new listeners, I guess.
Yeah. Of course. I'm Ken, the brains of the operation.
I like to think that that's not true. You're more like the workhorse, but it's all good. Yeah. And I'm Neil. You're the brains of the operation. Also the looks. Also the muscle, too.
Yeah.
Like, what am I, then?
You're the wild card.
Oh, that's right. I think I'm going to figure this out. Yeah.
Come on, man.
All right. Well, we have the Yinz boys back because on the first episode you guys came, you educated us on
the James Bond license.
The James Bond license. That's
essentially,
right.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of that, the requirements, and it was a fantastic episode. So
and
we really
guns. We learned a lot about guns.
Yes, we did. We wanted to have you back because one thing that we did do that we didn't get to last time is we watched a good old movie called Goldmember. And excuse me.
Oh.
Sorry. We
excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Sorry, go, your turn.
Yeah, August.
Are you?
That's all I got. That's all that came out.
I turned my head.
But yes, I wasn't talking. You were. What were
no,
you saying?
No, you talk now because you made fun of me. So.
But I wasn't listening.
Okay, fine. Okay, if you insist. Yeah, so we had you guys over to watch the movie Goldmember.
Yes.
We brought you in because you gave us the Yinz Boys experience. We gave you the Good Squeeze experience. Mm. That doesn't sound like what it was.
Oh,
but
we were squeezed.
Yeah.
We were squeezed.
Yeah, we,
sure.
We got the squeeze.
Yeah. You enjoyed it. You enjoyed the Good Squeeze.
Every part of it.
Right. Yes, indeed.
So we don't want to do the speaking for you, but if you guys remember, you know, August, why don't you just kind of remind us and tell the audience what you set up, what you did for
special night. We were on the Yinz Boys show and they gave us the Yinz Boys experience. So I wanted to return the favor. What is the Good Squeeze experience? And to me, it's essentially dinner and a movie, right? But I like to make a themed meal, or if there's something that they drink in the movie, you know, we'll drink it in real time on a budget. We're not drinking Bollinger or anything like that. Yeah, so I tried to do the same for Goldmember. Mm-hmm. How do you do that with Goldmember, right? How do you, like, is there food from that movie?
Because the big thing with Bond movies is it's very explicit. It's like they eat this at this time, the bad guy drinks a martini, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. But with Austin Powers, it's not as crystal clear.
Yeah.
So he did some digging. He did some. I don't even know how to say it.
I don't know. I made up some stuff. Yeah. That's,
you
that's
sucked
for
the
sure.
bone marrow is what you did with that. Like you really went in. So sorry, I'll stop.
Yeah,
talking.
I mean, so yeah, I guess setting the table. What did I make? I made so in Austin Powers Goldmember, there is a scene where Austin Powers eats asparagus while he's pretending, or not pretending, he's doing it, he's peeing behind a statue. And so I made some asparagus risotto. There's a scene where they go to Japan, so I chose to make some sushi, but hey, Austin Powers is British, so I made it fish and chips sushi. I just wanted a main protein, so I just made some salmon with some curry, but it was like yellow, so it was like gold. Ooh, gold members curry. And then
you just came up with that now. Sorry, now go ahead.
Yeah, and then for dessert, I made a schmoke and a pancake.
Oh yeah,
right. We had a little candy cigarette. We had little mini pancakes with mini me's chocolate on top, and some Lay's chips, but I call them gold members skin flakes. And of course,
I was going to say, don't forget that appetizer.
Well, I was going to say I served it out of an ashtray.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah. What was the appetizer?
Some guacamole.
Oh, hell
Come on, guys.
That's amazing.
That's right. I forgot about
that. Makes me so happy you remembered, because we were talking in the kitchen earlier and we were looking through videos.
Like, what did we make?
Because this was a while back. I actually told him, I was like, there's not a chance in hell they remember what you made. Never mind. I'm eating my words.
My compliments to the chef. That's all I have to say. You are one hell of a cook, honestly.
Yeah, it turned out all right.
You put some serious thought into your brand and your show and the things that you're doing here, and we do the exact opposite. So it's a nice change of pace. Yeah.
That's not true. But thank you for the lovely compliment. But
we try to do what we did for you guys. We do that for ourselves, honestly.
Well, you do this. I do. Yeah. I clean after. That's what
Margo
I do.
Gives me compliments.
You're hired.
I bagged a good one, honestly.
Yeah, I try to set the table, and I've noticed with the James Bond movies we watch, it really immerses myself. Like, I'm sure it's immersing Margo too, but like, I don't know, it makes it a little more enjoyable when I watch some of these movies that I've seen a million times, but it's like a new experience, I guess, watching it again.
And then if you make a dish or something or a drink, it's a new connection.
Mm-hmm.
Something maybe you've never had that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's what they were drinking or that's what they were eating. Like,
mm-hmm.
what?
It brings you in there. And why at movie theaters they serve snacks. It's mm-hmm. They always brand the snacks and everything, and they come out with the popcorn bowl and this and that. It's to build that connection with the movie. And mm-hmm. it's so embedded in most people's psyches that most people cannot watch a movie without a meal. And that's the proper way to watch a movie. So we wanted to give you the proper experience.
Yeah.
You wanted to give them.
just to touch on that, like, Margo and I haven't done this movie yet, the James Bond movie License to Kill, but years ago, her and I just watched it to watch it, and I did the same deal. I was trying to, like, set the table. There's a scene in that where they drink Budweiser, like King of Beers, with some lime in it, like a lime wedge, like a Corona, but not. And I don't know why, like, doing that while we watch that movie, spoiler alert, that's personally my least favorite Bond movie. It made it more special. It was like one of my favorite viewings of that movie.
Immersive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that. Yeah. So we're trying to do that for you guys, but with Gold Member.
And so, like, we just wanted to know your thoughts on that.
It was first of all, it's on brand for the Yinz Boys, right? So doing a Austin Powers film with the Yinz Boys just... Yeah. Right on point, up our alley. So yeah, that immersive experience, the idea that what you guys are doing with it. I mean, it's just well thought out. I'll say it again. I can't say it enough. It was just a ton of fun. Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. The window's open.
You mind shutting that window? Our neighbor just turned on his Tacoma. Beautiful. Anyway. Continue on, please.
No, it's fantastic. The food, and I couldn't even finish everything because I've been a little twink lately. You know? So I did take a doggy bag home with me of my leftovers,
it. Self-described submissive and breedable.
From our last episode. Yeah, yeah.
Not my words, Ken's words.
Go check out that episode, and then you'll get it.
You'll hate it.
But so you said you took a doggy bag home, which was...
I did, yeah. And I was going to share with my wife. I did not because I couldn't. And by the time I got home, I was hungry again. So I crushed it when I got home.
Hell yeah.
It's fantastic. That's all wonderful. I got to say. Yeah.
I'm glad it traveled well.
Yes. And for someone who doesn't, I think by now everyone who listens to the Yinz Boys knows that I'm behind on my movie watching, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't watch a lot of film to begin with. So coming here to be able to... do the podcast, have the immersive experience, right, which you have set up, and then sit and watch a movie, too. It was kind of like, I don't know, nostalgic for me in a way of sitting with family or friends when I was younger. Because when I was younger, I watched a lot of movies. Now I feel like I can't catch a break. So to be able to sit and actually relax and do something like that, I mean, I very enjoyable. Nice reset mentally for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I never even thought of that aspect of, like, touching in or not touching in, like... tapping in on those, like, younger memories of, like, because that's, like, with our generation generally, you know, ballpark, we watched a lot of movies growing up. I feel like we didn't have as much media as the kids do now, and even as adults that we have now.
Sure.
So I'm glad we were able to do that for you.
Sorry. Glad you did.
We just brought you on so you guys could just jerk us off like the whole time.
I'd be happy.
Ken will. He definitely.
But what about you, Neil?
Oh, I thought so. Number one, the meal, amazing, and the connections back to the movie, like it was really the skin flakes for me. It's like this is just, it blew me away, and it was delicious. Like, it was amazing.
You know, I'm gonna Thank take you. This moment to rub something in Margo's face. I made that fish and chips sushi, mm-hmm. and it was pretty banging, and she was telling me, absolutely not, don't make that for those guys.
Okay. First off, I was fully transparent about that to their face. I said, hey guys, how does it taste? No. So first off, I told them, I'm yelling, I'm sorry. I told them, hey, the full transparency, I told them not to do that. So they already know that. And the audience didn't need to know that either. But I was in the wrong, though. It was very delicious. Because if somebody told you, like, oh, you're going to do a fish stick sushi, your brain doesn't immediately go, ooh, tasty. Like,
lobster. You know, but it was the wording. And, you know, as Margo said, like, I do all the cooking and I do all the prepping for these things. And, you know,
I'm dead weight when it comes to these things. So what do I know?
She's never contributed to any of it. But when it came time for this one, her words were like, not in like, I don't know how to put it, but she was just like, I think you can do something better.
I know. I'm such a dick. You see, I was just telling you, I go for the jugular and never like on purpose. I just end up saying like the wrong thing all the time. I'm flawed.
Like that Ryan Gosling meme with GIF where he's wearing the glasses. Who do you think you are?
I'm so sorry. You can hold that against me for the rest of our lives. That's so mean. Oh, I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
I'll bring it up on occasion.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll keep tabs.
Good. Another part of the dessert were those little... It was around Valentine's Day. They had rose foil wrapped Hershey kisses.
Yes, that's right.
So those are fat bastards, rosebuds.
Yeah.
Got the rosebud in there for you.
You think of every tiny detail. And this is, mind you, like, he didn't watch the movie in preparation for this. He just remembered these things off the top of his head. So I'm always impressed. I think it's like, my cooking is, I put honey on a tortilla and I'm like, that's delicious. And
still pretty good, but yeah.
It is good. It's
a different kind of good.
Yeah. gets you through the day good.
You know, you just said like, I didn't watch the movie, you know, in preparation for making this food. It was all from memory. But for me, this was one of those movies, especially my teenage years, that I just watched on blast, like all the time. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any memories of seeing Austin Powers Goldmember for the first time or any, if was this one you frequented? I know you mentioned like you hadn't seen it in a long time. Like,
oh, but I watched it a bunch as a kid, like multiple. I probably, I don't know, 10 times as a kid.
You started singing along at one point.
Oh yeah. Like I said, it's a great movie. Like we had the DVD as a kid, you know?
Hell yeah.
But I mean, really, it's Beyonce for me. that's all I can say. Like,
I do remember you kept just being like, oh, look at her.
She's so beautiful.
I mean, she is.
Watch the movie 10 times, watch certain scenes hundreds.
Yeah, yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
That's
when
accurate.
When you pause the DVD, when your parents aren't in the room, and then they come back, and you're just like, yeah. It's fine.
I don't know why. It's just this part every time. It just keeps the DVD. It must be skipping. It's skipping. The DVD is skipping. I don't know. Must be scratched up or something.
Yeah.
No, I've fond memories as well. All of the Austin Powers series. This one was not one of the ones that I frequented. I enjoyed the and you have to refresh my memory.
Spy Shag Me, I think. Yeah, is that the first one?
I think
the second one. The Spy Shag Me.
I think that was the one that I frequented.
International Man of Mystery is the first one, right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds right. Either way, I loved them all. I mean, it was comedically done well, right? Even though I had not watched a lot of the Bond films. We discovered that in the last podcast here, but you didn't have to. For me, it was just it's comedy, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and it was well done. And then later on, knowing some of the references that they had used later, just made it all the better for me, mm-hmm. anyhow. But tons of memories, like Neil said, being younger. I would have been a little older at that time, but still very enjoyable.
Right.
On the topic of like the parallels with the Bond movies, obviously those are the movies it's parodying. did this motivate any kind of interest, or did it pique your interest to seek out more Bond media? Yes, or if not.
My long and short of it for me is no, because I don't mean it like that. I just mean that I almost separate them entirely. Two separate entities for me. I still have great intent, if you will. There's a lot of Bond films out there. There really is. Yeah, so
at least 25.
Right. Yeah, right. So by listening to your podcast, I know which ones I want to go to first to get me into it, rather than waste my time on one that I may not like as a first-time viewer.
Yeah.
But my honest opinion is I think they parallel each other. It's great parody, you know, for people that, like for you guys, for instance, that really enjoy James Bond. It's funny for you guys to do that. For me, I think complete separate entities, just enjoyable film, you know, separately.
Yeah, like you didn't need to know what was being parodied. You're just like, it's a spy movie, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
How about you?
How about you, big guy?
I mean, I'm not like kind of the same as Ken. Like, I'm not going to say that that movie in particular, after we watched it, like inspired me to watch more Bond. What inspires me to watch more Bond is your episodes, I want to watch the movie first and then listen to your, like, that's my whole thing.
You've been saying that for 6 months now.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, like I said, give me another six. Yeah. I'll maybe get a couple done. You know.
He'll come back and he'll watch all 25 Bond movies.
He'll start his own podcast.
I might.
To the ground.
It's competitors.
A great, the best squeeze.
The best squeeze. Yeah. That's good.
That is good. Yeah. You know, growing up watching the Austin Powers movies, I lived in a household where, you know, I was, I don't know, 6, 7 when the first one came out, 8, 9 when the second one came out. I was like 10 or 11 when this one came out. And my parents were, they were screeners with movies. I was allowed to watch PG-13 movies. Some are movies, but they would have to watch it first. Know when to cover my eyes, close my ears.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I was not allowed to watch Austin Powers.
Really?
No. Huh. I was not.
The tracks, like, there's a lot of, like, adult humor.
Yeah, obvious. A lot of sexual.
Yeah, sexual.
My parents were like, I could see, they could show me a movie where someone gets, like, brutally killed. But if it came to sex stuff, No.
Huh.
But I remember it was like a family gathering. We were at my aunt's house. They were watching Austin Powers, Spy Who Shagged Me, and I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I kept sneaking down and watching it. And, I eventually told my dad, like, hey, I kind of watched that whole movie. And he's like, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. So he bought them, and then we would just watch them. And
nice.
So by the time Goldmember came out, we went to the theater to see that. And kind of what you were saying, like, whether you need to know the Bond stuff to, like, really appreciate it, wasn't the case, because there's a lot of James Bond references that I didn't get until, you know, I was a little older, of course, or had seen certain movies. Like, you know, at 10 years old, had I seen the movie Octopussy? I don't know if I did or not, but the opening of this Goldmember movie, there's a parody, and it's called Austin Pussy. Yeah, with the Tom Cruise opening action sequence.
Yes.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, of course.
Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
And he who must not be named.
Yeah. He was in Pittsburgh recently. Anyway, sorry. You're saying.
Anyway. Yeah. Quick plug.
Sorry.
Stuff like that. Like, you know, as a kid, I just thought it was funny on its own. But, like, I don't want to say as an adult, but as a consumer Bond stuff, when you get certain references, it just makes it like another little pinch of salt, more tasty.
Yeah. That is one of those things where, like, this movie, there's no nostalgia for me whatsoever. Not because, one, we didn't grow up really watching comedies. My parents are European, and they loved that they were European. So we only really watched movies that were in a different language, and not necessarily French language we spoke. It had to be, like, in Swedish. It had to be some experimental indie film. It had to have subtitles. And so anytime I was like, hey, Mike Myers has a movie, can we watch it? They were like, you know, they spat in my face and put their cigarette out of my eye. So, you know, I was like, all right, like, I'll take that as a no.
This movie, Breathless by Jean-Luc Godard.
They were like, oh, Black Cat, White Cat. It's a Serbian movie. And I did enjoy it, but have you ever heard of it? Nope. Because no one has.
I have. Ken
so,
hasn't.
Yeah. But so also, not just that, like, watching a lot of comedies. I think I was like 12 or 13 when, you know, all my friends started watching these movies. I didn't really get a grasp of the English language until I was maybe 14 or 15. And that's like humor. Like, abstract use of language, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we would watch these movies, but I would just laugh because they were laughing because they just spoke too fast. I just needed like a little bit more time. I needed mm-hmm. to, you know, people watch stuff at 1.5 speed. I needed it at like 3 points or no, at 0.0005 speed, you know? So watching it with you guys, I was just like, oh, this is a great movie. Like the whole experience was so new.
Like, have you seen this movie
before?
Yeah,
I was like, I'm going to start talking to my friends about this. Like, do my parents know of this movie? So it was really fun because like, I didn't remember anything about this movie, all the references and all that. So, and it was nice like understanding it because I've seen it. So I visually remembered some stuff, but you know, there was, mm-hmm. everything was a surprise. I was cracking up. That was good. Yeah.
Something I want to just mention too, the reason we chose to do Goldmember, which is the third Austin Powers movie, why didn't we start at the beginning? Two reasons. On the show in general, we don't go in order, we go by feel, right? We're not watching the Bond movies in order, it's just whatever we feel like doing. Same with Austin Powers. When we had the idea to do this episode with you guys, it was around Christmas time when we had the idea, but my father and his wife, they were at an estate sale. They found a framed poster of Austin Powers Goldmember, vintage 2002 poster. And he gave it to me for Christmas. And I was like, well.
And this was like right around the time we had talked to you guys. So we're like, it's a sign.
Yeah. So. Like, hey, might as well do this one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also why we chose to do this movie.
I thought it was because you knew I like black women. That's that was my thought process.
That was a little rosebud for you there.
That was just a little rosebud for all of us.
Well, I hope moving forward, maybe we'll get to do the other ones with you guys. That would be great.
Yeah. That could
be our thing.
I didn't want to put it on you guys, but I was like, it would be cool if we did all the other ones.
Sure.
But I think they think we're pieces of shit. No. So
you can break them up. That way you do a normal good squeeze that you guys normally do. And then you're looking for that comedic break, right?
Yeah.
You know,
then
throw us in there. You know, there's still three more left, right?
And there's at least two more left.
That's right. Aren't they in talks for another one?
They've been in talks of a fourth one for decades now. It's possibly gonna happen. They were writing a script as recently I think it was like 2017, but that's a long time ago now.
If it does come out, we should all go see it in the movie, and then we can do a whole episode about that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they ever do. I know I'm not saying this is why they haven't done a new Austin Powers since 2002, but this one in particular, they got in a lot of legal trouble over this one with MGM and Eon Productions. They sued. They got cease and desist. I think that's what it was. But just because of the title of Goldmember, they basically have a new agreement that if in the future, if they ever do a Austin Powers movie, MGM, well, I guess now Amazon, would have to approve of the title and I think the script and things like that. So it's just a lot of legal,
a lot of
money stuff. Yeah.
Things rubbing together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of friction.
A lot of this.
Yeah. For the listeners, we all rubbed our hands together like greedy pigs, like little cartoon flies.
But, so that was a big stinker for them. And you know, things going forward and just like creative differences and like, you know, why would they be making a fourth one? Was it only for the money? Things like that. And then actor Vern Troyer passing away, who played Mini-Me, who is a big part of the second one and third one. And it'd be hard to envision this franchise going forward unless they paid some kind of homage, which I'm sure they would.
But yeah. I thought you were going to say...
They'd get a smaller man.
I thought you were going to say it would be hard to fill his shoes. And I was about to stop that.
Never on this podcast. Are you out of your mind?
I wish I had it here. It's at my, I guess the family home in Clarion. I can say that.
Yeah.
I have an autograph from Vern Troyer. It's him leaning up on Shaquille O'Neal's shoe, which is, they're about the same size.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. That is so crazy.
I didn't meet him, but I...
you have his autograph.
Someone met him, got his autograph, and gave it to me as a gift when I was really little.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Neil, were you about to say that they find an even smaller version and they say smaller. That's mini-mini-me?
Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
In honor, I mean, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll send them this episode. We'll be like, guys, we have some good ideas.
Well, I think... I mean, we could all collectively just write a script.
We
could even just do one. I think you'd be a good Austin Powers.
I could be your mini me.
I don't know.
I'm the shortest one here. Well, maybe not.
No, I'm the tallest one.
Ken's pretty short. Well, I think you'd be a good James Bond.
James Bond.
Don't say
James
that
Bond
to him.
In Austin Powers.
Well, no. This is our adaptation. Yeah. This is the fourth one, but this is our adaptation.
You know, this is so random, but when I was probably 15, I was a little older. I was probably like 16, 17. I used to make movies and shorts and stuff.
You're an actor. Like that's what I'm suggesting.
And yeah. My buddies
and
I,
nice to him.
we had an idea. Well, I had an idea. I was going to call it From Paris with Love, which ended up being a name of a John Travolta movie, which came out years after I had this idea, but From Paris with Love. And it was going to be James Bond meets Inspector Jacques Clouseau from the Pink Panther. Mm-hmm. I was real big. I still am big on Steve Martin's Pink Panther. So it was going to be like a parody mashup, but I had that idea then. I was going to play James Bond and my younger brother was going to play Clouseau.
Didn't they do that in the Pink Panther movies though?
They kind of do.
006. You know what that means?
I'm 006. You know what that means? He's like, yes, you're one away from the big time.
That's another one we'll do. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, well, I've always wanted to do a shot-for-shot remake of a movie, mm-hmm. but the rule is you can only do one take. So you have to get it on the first take.
That's funny.
So if you mess up, you have to just keep going and like power through, and then just shot-for-shot remakes. I feel like Austin mm-hmm. Powers would be a good one.
And like using props and stuff like made badly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, that's in the works. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
Thank you. Any final thoughts before we move on to the verdict? So that's kind of like a great way to pump the brakes on
about that. The movie or
yeah, the movie, evening? The experience.
Well, like
yeah.
I like, so when I was a kid, like, me and my cousins, we would all like sit on the couch, watch movies at mm-hmm. night, like late at night. You know, it gave me that vibe, like that mm-hmm. nostalgic, you know, feeling.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
We were like little cousins.
Literally.
Yeah.
Ken got a little
You guys
close.
Were cuddling.
He was trying to, you know, cop a feel. August was eyeing me up.
Well, we were trying to get nostalgic, right?
I didn't do that with my cousins, but I'm not from West Virginia.
Right. Are you sure?
Nothing wrong with West Virginia, if anyone's listening over there.
No, I love West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Great state.
When I was younger, you know, seeing this movie in the theater was a big deal, but then when we got it on VHS and such, this was my favorite of them, you know, growing up. I don't know. It still might, for nostalgic reasons, be my favorite of the three. It was Mike Myers' favorite of the three, too.
Oh, nice.
Three, too. You know, things like Nigel Powers, Ian McKellen, or not Ian McKellen. That'd be wild. Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Michael Caine in this was really funny. Originally, it was pitched to be Sean Connery in that role. But he had retired from acting, so he did not step in for that. Damn. But Austin Powers, like as a visual, was actually parodied from Michael Caine from like some 70s movies and such. So it was a good fit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That like I couldn't see Sean Connery in that movie.
It would have been a totally different disaster movie. Yeah.
Disaster, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has he done comedies? Sean Connery?
Isn't he
Sean
dead?
Connery?
Well, he is dead, yeah.
But has he done?
But has he done? Not
any
like,
recently? No.
No.
That's a great question. I'm trying to think.
You're not going
to
be like, cast in the movie if you do this, okay?
I'm the bad guy, so I kind of have to, you know, I'm getting into character right now.
But yeah, has he been in any?
That's a great question. Like a straight comedy?
Yeah.
I want to say probably, but...
Sean Connery?
Yeah. He's been in bad movies, but like...
I mean, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, that was more of like an action film.
You know, yeah, I was to say, that's like a bad, good, funny,
yeah.
bad
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was funny, but it wasn't like, a comedy.
No.
It's an action movie, I think.
Right.
Or adventure, whatever.
It's an action adventure.
The Untouchables, great comedy.
Oh, that is a great movie, though.
Yeah, sure.
It's about Al Capone. Anyways, yeah. Different
Indiana Jones Last Crusade, he's hilarious in that, but it's not a comedy movie.
Okay.
But stuff like that. Actually, I had one little movie factoid I wanted to mention, just for you guys in particular, because it has to do with a gun.
I like guns.
Danny DeVito, he shoots in that opening sequence where he's like, hey, assholes, and he shoots his gun. He shoots an M4. an M249 Blight machine gun, or maybe it's a light machine gun. I just put a B in there. Machine gun. In Europe, it is known as the FN Mini-Me.
Seriously?
I gotta look this up. Interesting. What is it again? What's the verbiage? Because I'm gonna question you here on this
one. An M249 light machine gun or a Blight machine gun? We'll see.
You know what was really cool about watching this movie with you guys? And just in general, it would be really cool to watch more action movies with you guys, because you would point out everything you talked about on the last episode, like the inconsistencies in the sound and the helicopter and the plane and this and that. Like, you pointed these things out. And ever since then, now when we're watching a movie, if like, you know, like the bullet is still just the bullet in completion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're like, casing on it. We got to call them. Like, yeah, it's like.
Well, anytime you guys really cool. call in the experts, you know, you could just say, hey, this plane did something. I don't know if that's right or not. Is this.
We
is
send
this
you correct? A video.
Yeah. I can step in for you. It's hell like, yeah. Pawn Stars, they have those guys. They call in their experts. He's the gun
mind
expert.
Mind if I call in a guy?
Yeah.
Take a look at this. Yeah.
Yep. Anytime.
All right.
Absolutely factually correct, though.
Was it?
I'm remembering. Like, I must be misremembering.
You must be. Okay.
Happens on
me. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's fine.
Rarely, but it does.
You thought that was the FN?
No, I thought it was
Dr. Evil, not the FN Mini-Me.
I thought it was an M4. I thought it was a Air 15 style rifle. No, it was definitely a.
To air is human.
You could say anything, and I'd believe you.
Well, yeah, I'd spit some jargon at you.
You sound confident.
It'd be so funny if that entire episode you guys were just lying through your teeth and we're like, wow, really? Went away. That's fascinating. I did not know that. Just spouting lies.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. That, cool. Anything else, Margot?
Well, so before, you know, we end the episode, we always come to a verdict. You know, for any new listeners out there, what we do is we watch a movie and we decide if it is for the novice Bond viewer or if it's for the nostalgic Bond viewer. So we want to know your thoughts. Do you think that this movie belongs to the novice or to the nostalgic?
Me first, yeah. I guess. I would say the novice, only because I believe the entire series is for the novice. You can pick up any one of them. It's just my opinion. They're all funny. Mm-hmm. They are all entertaining. And you don't necessarily have to understand references to enjoy these films, in my opinion.
Hell yeah.
So kind of same as Canic, but not. I think it's both, because you don't have to know anything about James Bond to watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for those of you that do, you get all the callbacks, all the references. Like, it's just that much more. So I don't think it's for everybody, in my opinion.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm in agreement there. I do think it's for it can be for the novice. Like I had said earlier, being younger and watching these and enjoying them fully. And then being a nostalgic and knowing more Bond references, it just makes them a different way of watching it, and it makes it a little salt. It makes it taste real good, like I said.
See, I agree with Ken, and I could have not said it better myself. The comedy aspect of it seals it. It's for the novice. So we have to come to an agreement.
We are divided. The house is divided.
Well, technically, because you guys said it's for both, there's 4 votes for novice and 2 for nostalgic.
Yeah. No, I would overall, yeah, it's for the novice. If we had to choose one, that's what I would pick.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, cool. Sweet. I'm always right.
sound like me.
Yeah. So this is typically where we would end the episode, but we do have one more segment.
Ooh.
Because you guys are our first and only guests. This is something we want to do to really determine, are you a novice or are you a nostalgic?
Uh-oh.
So we've prepared, I. This is my contribution.
I'm like looking like, yes, we have.
He cooked, I prepared. So we have a trivia game.
Oh, God.
A Bond trivia game to determine, are you a novice viewer or are you a nostalgic viewer? You guys talk a big game about, you know, Ken, you're pretty adamant about being a novice. Neil, you kind of go back and forth.
No, I'm a novice. I'm saying I have seen a lot of the Bond films, but it's been a long, long time.
All right,
I'm ready.
We're gonna put you guys put it to the test. So you each get 3 questions. Each question is 10 points. Whoever has the most points wins and is considered the nostalgic. Okay. So, Neil, let's you're going to go first.
What if they both get 0 points?
Yeah, I was going to say, what if we don't? I was saying, I hope you made these.
So rock, actually, paper, scissors at that
then
point.
We're kicking you out. Yeah. You can never come back.
Take my food to go.
Yeah. All right. So, Neil, because you're the tallest, you're going to go first.
This is bullshit. So
all right. First question. What was the original title for the movie License to Kill, starring Timothy Dalton in the role of Bond? What was the original title for the movie License to Kill, starring Timothy Dalton in the role of Bond? And all the listeners can participate.
I'm never going to get this.
You can try. Ooh.
License to Kill. What in the series, what chronologically, where does this sit?
This is right. Well, the one right before GoldenEye. This movie came out in 1989.
Okay, so the 80s. License to Kill.
You got 2 more seconds.
I'm not going to get it then. You got to give me at least a couple of minutes or something.
Throw something out there.
I'm trying to stall right now. I'm gonna say it's got to be like... I don't know.
And if you're close, I think she'll give it to you.
I'm going to say... Does it have license in it?
I can't give any hints, unfortunately.
No, come on.
I don't make the rules, okay?
I don't, yeah.
August, just whisper it in my ear real quick.
Don't. Sorry.
I'm going to say License to Love, and it's wrong, but it's
cool. Is wrong. We were looking for License Revoked. It was changed. Yeah, it was changed after American audiences associated the word revoked with losing one's driver's license, which took away from the impact of the movie. All right, Ken, are you ready?
Yep, go for it.
All right. I'm thinking goose eggs.
Okay, so what is Bond's first name?
James.
Hey.
10 points for
what Ken. Is this bullshit? What this is this? Awesome. I see where this is going. Okay.
All right, Neil.
Yeah. Just give me 0 at this point.
Like. Guys, I've been so excited for this. You gotta understand. All right, Neil.
Yeah. Watch him just flip this desk.
I might. It's very possible.
In the 1963 film From Russia with Love, starring Sean Connery, Daniela Bianchi, and Robert Shaw, whose name is misspelled in the opening credits? And I will give you a hint on this one. It's none of the people I just listed.
How? What? Like, this is bullshit.
This is tough.
This is bullshit.
This is
really tough, though. Yeah, Ken had a really tough one.
Ken was doing really well.
I just got lucky. I got lucky.
Yeah. Oh, all these right. were randomly assigned.
Is this an actor or is this an extra or a grip? Is it the grip? Like, who is this guy?
That's fair.
I'll give you a hint. It's not a guy.
And it's not her, so there's no way I don't even know another female in that movie. I don't even know if I've seen that one.
Sorry.
I'm gonna say Beyonce.
Nice.
Oh, well, Beyonce is correct.
We were looking for, I can't read these. Okay. Martine Beswick. It appeared as M-A-R-T-I-N.
Martini.
Martin Beswick instead of M-A-R-T-I-N-E. So yeah.
All right, so I get at least like half a point. For
nah, you don't. Sorry. So the score is 0-10 for
wow.
Ken.
Wow. Okay, this is going great.
All right. For Ken, it's...
All right, Ken, which 007 character's name rhymes with the words Dames Fond?
I would say James Bond.
That's great.
Wow. Ken's killing the game.
Catch up. 20 points for Ken.
I think he must be the nostalgic. Like, he must be a nostalgic.
You did a really good job. All right. Well, this is the last question because Ken's in the lead. You get the first question.
Okay.
Well, sure. Gonna be isn't there a tiebreaker?
No.
You'd have to be tied.
Well, in spirit, I mean.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so proud of this. All right. Ken, fill in the blank.
Okay.
The name's blank James Bond. The name's blank. James Bond.
Bond.
Good damn.
I thought he was going to fuck that up.
I almost did. Wow. Perfect score.
Steve.
Clean the board.
Yeah. 30 points.
Well, what about my question?
Neil, if you get this right, you get 40 points.
Okay. That's
okay.
Cool.
Are you ready?
Like that. Yeah.
You got to fill in the blank. Blank, 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 peanuts. Blank, blank. Blank, 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 blank.
Damn.
Complete the quote.
Can I get like another word in that?
No. Sorry.
I'll give him one. Gun.
It won't tell you where it goes.
I don't know. I'm not going to be able to get this.
All right. So you pass?
Yeah, I'll pass.
All right, the quote was, "A gun and a bag of peanuts? How original. What will they think of next?"
What was that from?
That's from The Man with the golden gun. Yeah. Knick-knack.
So
I think I was cheated here, but it's fine.
It's been established. And as your reward, Ken, you do get a nostalgic branded Goose Squeeze shirt.
That's awesome.
And Neil, because we're nice and because we like you enough,
there's a little suede.
We also got you a nostalgic branded Good Squeeze
shirt. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you guys for being good sports.
This is wonderful. Yeah.
So I got to say, what if I knew all the answers to the question? I beat Ken.
I was really hoping.
That's what I was saying. What if that happened?
You win the podcast. You get the rights.
I'm just taking it over at this point.
That would have been great. I was kind of hoping you would get it. I thought that would have been funny.
You could have maybe got license revoked.
No,
potentially. You were close.
No, there's no way. There's no way I was going to get that.
Yeah. She asked me that question, and I said the alternative title was License to Kill, because in Europe, license is spelled differently, or in America it's spelled differently. So they
really,
yeah, the wording, the way you spell it, that's like color
nice
is spelled differently.
Gotcha. He begged me not to do this. He was like, "That's so mean." Yeah. No, you're targeting Neil.
It is good because I see what you did right off the bat. As soon as Ken's first question, I'm like, "Oh, I see where this is."
I saw a vein in his forehead.
Oh, it was coming. It was coming. It was coming.
I couldn't help myself. Thank you for being good sports, though. Congratulations, Ken. You did get 30 points in addition to the t-shirt.
Thank you.
And Neil, you only got 0 points,
that's
though.
Okay. That's fair.
I give him half a point for saying Beyonce.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I got to get some credit for that.
Look how badly he was like, come on, give him points. All right. But so now there's the second verdict. It is in. You're both nostalgics because you have now been on the podcast twice. And you came in as nostalgics, and you're not leaving as nostalgics. So,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
I love it. I'm happy.
We cannot thank you guys enough for coming on again. Why don't you give us your plugs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally forgot. Oh.
Well, if you guys are into a little rough around the edge kind of real time shitpost podcast, check out the Yinz Boys podcast. You can find us on all of the platforms. Seems to be Spotify tends to be the most popular one. Mm-hmm. Neil handles a lot of our social medias. I'll let you take that.
Yeah, you can, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, if you guys want to watch me and Ken. Well, I get drunk now. Ken doesn't.
Yeah, I'll be back.
But yeah, you could watch us there.
Sure. So and we do have an email and a hotline for anybody that wants either some topics they want us to talk about, or just, send crude pictures, whatever you want to do. The hotline's 412-613-1116.
I'll tell you who was real good at that the other day.
What?
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Was I calling the hotline?
No, you were sending some fire in the chat.
Oh, yeah. I'm quick with a meme, that's for sure.
But I'll just leave out by saying thanks for having us on. Again, I hope to come back.
Thank you,
again,
guys.
This is great. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
Thank you both.
I cannot, plug this, your guys' podcast enough. I recommend it to people, just out and about. And then I also kind of slip it in. I'm like, oh, and I did their logo. But no, seriously, this is how we found you guys, is just through your podcast. So, seriously, go check them out. They're funny. They're fun. It's a good time. That's that.
Yeah. When I share your guys's podcasts, hey, you might be interested in this, I only share the episode Margo and I were on.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just smart.
It's a good transition point.
for those just joining maybe in this episode, Margo was a listener, designed their logo. They brought us on as guests. We've become friends through it, which is the best part of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out.
You should also check us out wherever you find. You usually do this part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
the social stuff. The dynamics. Yeah. Wherever you find your podcast, wherever you're listening to us now, that's probably where you can find us. But we're on Spotify, we're on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, stuff like that. And our main hub is Audio Boom. If you want to listen on the old URL.
You can also find us on Instagram, and only Instagram, at A Good Squeeze, where we post new episode updates. Hit us up in the DMs, leave a comment, give us suggestions, leave us a review, please. Mm-hmm. Tell us if we were bad or if we were good. Ideally 5 stars. Ideally, really can't emphasize that enough. But on that note, we're going to go like that. I'm Margo.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Neil.
And I'm August.
And this has been...
It's your turn.
A good squeeze.
Ooh. Well done. Burner, burner, burner.